What's up, listen, bitch? Brandon Lynette here, and I am so fucking pissed right now. I'm so pissed. I came in my office an hour ago to record this podcast because I love you, bitch. I love you, bitch. Make sure you are subscribed. You're sharing the fuck out of it, all the things, okay? So, anyway, ho, this is what happens. I'm recording. I'm about 15 minutes in, okay? 15 minutes in. I do my spiel. I'm doing the things. This is a fucking good podcast. I'm like, bitch, you're on a roll. Hell yeah. My kid interrupts. I pause the shit. Okay. Then she leaves the room. So I'm like, all right, I hit the little button again and I see the little button click. I keep talking for 45 minutes. And she comes in again and I went to pause it and it started recording. Bitch, tell me I wasn't just talking and did a whole fucking podcast for 45 minutes and it did not record. I'm screaming. I'm screaming. Literally, I was like, fuck it. I'm not doing a podcast tomorrow. Fuck it. Like, I'm done. This is pissing me off. I've had problems with Zoom all day. I was like, this isn't the thing. I had a great fucking morning. I set my intentions last night. I woke up to an email with this bitch wanting to pay me for TikToks, $5 for every video I do. I'm like, hell yeah, let's get back in the game. Got another message from Holly, who I want to shake for like 5 minutes because she slept on this. About some mushroom products that I'm trying and a great connection to someone that actually harvests them in Michigan. What, bitch? I could really start to talk to someone about a mushroom business. So, yeah, I'm chatting about all these things. I dive into this whole fucking toxic relationship conversation and even myself, right? I'm like, God damn, Brandon, like you are on fire. This is going to be the greatest fucking podcast. And I'm flowing and I'm going and I'm like passionate and I'm telling you all the things. I'm like, I even broke down with some compassion, some understanding. It was so good. How do I duplicate that now? How do I do that? My day was beautiful. Why did this happen? I fucked myself, right? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm laughing about it now because I shut my computer. I'm like, bitch, you're really not gonna skip tomorrow's podcast, right? Like, you're just not. So here's the truth about it. I'm upset. And when I do shit like this, I do this with my writing all the time. I will write something incredible. I wrote a fucking book, a whole novel, and I lost it on my computer. Okay. I'll do that. I'll write an email. I'll write some really great fucking Facebook post that's all inspiring. And then I lose it. I delete it. I do some shit. And the truth is, I just have to take a step back. So I'm going to be honest. I think really when I'm asking myself, like, bitch, what? Like, what is, you know, I don't need to define this. I just need to know, like, what should I do right now? What should I do? And the truth is, I don't think I was meant to have the relationship conversation today. I wasn't. No matter how great I thought it was, there was something in there that someone wasn't ready for. And I don't want to push people to a limit, you know, to a place they're not ready. So I know, especially to my girl, because I was like, bitch, I'll talk about this on my podcast. I don't think today's the day. So happy fucking Tuesday, bitches. We're still gonna have a podcast. I don't know about what. I don't know. I'm like, should I scroll like news headlines? What should I do? Because I just fucked up and I'm kicking myself like, oh, I can't believe I just did that. I cannot believe I just did that. But it's fine, right? It's fine. I'm gonna come with some grace and forgiveness and just like fucking, it's fine. Listen, bitch, I hope your week is going amazing. I am very serious. Like yesterday, I did talk about intention and shit like that and how important it is that you're writing this stuff down. Please continue to do that. It was such a fucking beautiful day today. Even after I woke up to the universe, like patting me on the back, like, yeah, bitch, you're on the right track. I took my journal out. It was microdose day for me. I did my microdose, took my journal out, took the kids to the park, sat in the glorious sunshine. So fucking beautiful. Clear sky, still waters. I did another meditation out there. I journaled some more intention of just like, you know, having a conversation with myself on a piece of paper, because this is the thing. We get lost in all the bullshit around us. That's what happens. That's why, you know, I built up my TikTok to 18,000 followers and then just froze because I suddenly wasn't like in the relationship with myself for doing it, right? I was there for the accolades, the follows, the likes. It didn't feel good. It didn't feel genuine. I wasn't having fun. It was just fucked up. I didn't know what to do. I froze. That's what happens when we get in our head, we that's a trauma reaction for me. We freeze. We stop doing the things. And, you know, I got this message from the universe today of like, yeah, do the things. I got excited. I have this great idea, bitch. I think I'm going to go ahead and start my little mushroom business with some fucking soap. Shiitake mushrooms are like the easiest accessible mushrooms for me right now. Super easy peasy to work with. Super beneficial to your fucking skin, to all the things. So I'm like, why don't I start with soap? Why don't I just try it? Just try it. Just try the soap, launch the products, launch the business. Fucking try it. What do I have to lose? I find I don't like it. Ooh, I find out I do love it and other people do too. Ooh, what happens? I'll have fun. I've never fucking made soap. I think it'll be a fun adventure. So I'm out there and my intention today for meditating was like, bitch, you can't get lost. You can't get lost in things because I think Listen Bitch is going to be huge. You know why? Because you shared this today with your friends and you tell everybody you know to listen to this podcast. That's why it's going to be big, because of you bitches, because I fucking love you. And that's why I'm showing up today and I'm recording this podcast, even though I already did. And it was so great. 45 minutes. I'm going to have to process that one later when, you know, I'm not necessarily yelling at myself on Zoom. But yeah, I just had that intention today to just promise myself to keep myself in check. I was just like, hey, Brandon, let's stay grounded, right? We don't have to get caught in this being big. It doesn't have to be a whole sensationalized, commercialized thing, right? I've told people last week, like, I even told my husband, he's like, no fucking way. And he's probably right. He's probably right. But a girl could dream. I mean, why not try? But I'm like, I could be like podcast huge, like fucking Joe Rogan podcast huge. He's like, no fucking way. Do I believe him? A little bit. Because do I really think so? Probably not. But if it did happen, well, I've already made an agreement with myself that we've got this. We've got this. I'm not going to lose myself to the bullshit. Okay. I'm not out there trying to sell my soul, which that is a fucking thing. I've had an opportunity. I denied. I said no. I had a chance, bitch. I could be famous right now. I could be famous if I would have shut down all my morals and told the world some things that I didn't believe. Imagine how many people, if Brandon Lynette can get an opportunity to sell out, to be famous, to get popular, to make money, if Brandon Lynette can be asked to do that, how many other fucking people are or have been asked? Can you trust anything or anyone in Hollywood right now? Can you? My point of view, I'm like, all these motherfuckers, they sold out and they say exactly what the world, you know, the puppet string puller motherfuckers, they say exactly what they want them to say. And it's just disgusting. It is disgusting. So yeah, I just had this great relationship with myself where, you know, I'm not going to just get sucked into social media again and all the things. I'm fucking happy not being out in all these things. Like, I'm happy just doing my thing, right? Like, I'm done with the scrolling, the comparison, all the things. Like, if I'm meant to see something funny, my kids usually send it or someone else sends it or all the things. But I just want to stay grounded and not get lost in the bullshit, because that shit on your phone is fake as fuck. Everything you see, Facebook, fake, Instagram, fake, everything's fake, fucking filters, fucking bodies, everything is fake, bitch. Brandon Lynette always promises to keep it real. I'm going to keep it real. I mean, my lashes, okay, underneath, they're real, but let's be reasonable. My nails aren't real either, but outside of that shit, I'm going to keep it real. And even if I do some body modifications or, you know, lip injections, if I do that shit, I'm going to talk about it. I'm not going to hide it and pretend like, bitch, I was born like this. Well, who are you kidding? Like, people just think that we forget, but I promise to stay real and true to myself. I promise that to myself. So it's not like I really have to promise that to you, because it doesn't fucking matter. It matters what I promise to myself, and the same for you. I don't know. I'm sorry, bitch. Are you really sad we're not talking about relationships today? Because that's going to be a fun conversation. Like, I feel like I need a whole week just dedicated to relationships, because everyone is in some fucked up situation. And like, it breaks my heart. I get frustrated. It breaks my heart that people just don't see it. Like, people just don't get it. They don't get it. They just don't see outside of themselves. Like all the shit is inside of you. Everything. All the things. And people are out there trying to like fucking change the outside when that doesn't matter. The outside shit does not matter. It's important that you're changing shit on the inside, right? So I change things on the inside. I get healed. I get whole. And like this was my relationship with makeup. Was I doing it to hide something, to mask something, or is it really just an artistic expression without emotional value? Can I walk with the same confidence without it? And the truth is, I can, but I don't like to. I can, and I don't like to. I like how I feel, but it doesn't change my emotional status. It doesn't change my level of joy. It doesn't change my real confidence. Like I'm sitting here in front of you right now. I just ripped my lashes off, so I look like a fucking raccoon. I don't give a shit. If this was a live video, you guys have seen me on Facebook. I don't give a shit. I still show up in the same power and do the things. I'm still Brandon fucking Lynette. I'm not trying to use outside things to change how I feel on the inside. And I know it's poor, it like it's possible. You could force yourself to behave any fucking way, but it's impossible to maintain it if you don't change yourself on the inside, right? A lot of people say money only makes you more of what you are. So if you're just an obnoxious, fucking selfish loser, money just makes you more of that. Those things you have just makes you more of that. Nothing brings you peace. If you feel empty and unloved and you're always looking to fill a void, you're gonna be fucking miserable. You're gonna be a miserable motherfucker who buys a new house every year, has a new vehicle every 6 months, and is still fucking complaining about everything you have. Everything. So, I mean, I guess fuck it. Let's like talk about what it's like to look inside, right? Let's just talk about that. It's a great topic that I may not fuck up, provided my kids don't come in and interrupt. Okay. So if we're gonna talk about like changing ourselves on the inside, let's just come up with a few, things like you've got to change results in your life to make inner changes, right? That's the truth. So let's talk about values. Do you think that Trump and the Dalai Lama have the same values? Both great people, both do the things, both human, both just fucking doing the things, but they do not have the same values. The things they've achieved are different. The way they were raised are different. Their beliefs are very different. One is like business, money, no fuckery. And the other is just like peace, inner love, all the things. If you change your values, you change your life. Who really lives with more peace? It's the person that has good values. It's the person that shows up and does things in a what kind of way? In just a loving way. Everything you do in love. It's not like domination. And I have nothing against that. Like I admire the domination. You want to dominate in business? Hell yeah. Like do that. But it's not my path. It's not what Brandon Lynette is meant to do. I'm not gonna fucking run through corporations and have my name on every building in the world. I'm just not going to do that. I'm not looking for the celebrity. I'm not looking for the, living my life on the accolades. And that's okay. It's okay for some people. Dalai Lama wasn't having it. Wouldn't put his name all over the things. Wouldn't go through corporate businesses. That's not who he was. But if you look at their habits, they have different outcomes. Neither wrong. So whatever values you have right now, I'm not saying your shit is wrong. It is not. It is different. And if you want something different, if you want to change your life, it's got to be from the inside out. You're going to make different choices based on your value system. Your beliefs impact your behavior. If you think that failing is bad, I mean, you're going to behave differently than someone that believes it's just part of the game. That's it. Money is, if you consider like money is the root of all evil, versus telling yourself money creates freedom. People can be trusted versus people are greedy and selfish. Life is a game versus life is a competition. What's another good one? Success, bitch. Success is all that matters versus happiness is all that matters. I made my own there. I think success and happiness are mutually inclusive. I think they're together, like peanut butter and jelly. Every time I succeed at something, I feel really fucking happy, but it's not going to define my happiness. I'm happy without it. But I do think that it empowers me on a different level. Freedom is the most important thing versus admiration. Same thing. Some of us want to be free and admired. So your beliefs can cater to who the fuck you are, and there is no judgment. There's no wrong way to do this. But you can see how different beliefs lead to different approaches. You want to dominate the world and become a president, you're going to do things a lot different than Dalai Lama. Like, he would never want that burden, right? I don't know why anybody would want to be fucking president. I just don't. I don't. There's never going to be a president that ever makes us all happy. It's not going to happen. And there are some that are going to run our country into the ground. And that happens. So it would just suck. It would just, who would want that? But some of these people, their beliefs, their values, all the things brought them to that space. Brought them to that space. You get to choose your life, bitch. Your thoughts are important in everything that you're doing if you want to change something from the inside out. Because the truth is, I mean, your values and beliefs influence your thoughts. But here's the secret. Listen, bitch. Your thoughts can be chosen. This is why, if you have these like self-defeating fucking arguments about why your life sucks or why this can't be true or all the things, I can't argue with that. When I have a client that's adamant about, well, I can't do this because of this, you're right, bitch, you can't. Why are we having this conversation? Your thoughts are fucking powerful and you get to choose them. So write out these ones that are limiting. You have a thought you don't like, write it down and then change it. Do you feel like money is the root of all evil? I don't. I respect people that have money and use it accordingly. I mean, the rich people in the world give more money than anyone else. They give it to things that they can help and they can control. Bitch, we don't have a choice with our money. We hand it over to the government and they do whatever they want. And it sure as fuck is not fix the roads in Michigan. Okay. It is not fix the roads. But what, how do you feel about money? How do you feel about rich people? Are you hating them? Do you think money is bad? It's not the money. Money's just fucking energy. It's not the root of evil. Money is a way to be free. If you had $1 million in your bank account, you wouldn't have to go to a job you hated. That's freedom. It's just money is the energy you've chosen to keep yourself stuck where you are. But those thoughts can be changed because you choose them. You choose it and you train your brain to change them. Consider your fears. You can't be afraid of something unless you have a scary thought go along with it. You can't. We're trained to be afraid of things because that's what we're taught since we're little. The thoughts you hold affect your mood and focus. They influence the things you pursue. They influence the things you avoid. Manage your thoughts, and you can shape your behavior in life, in your relationships, in your home, in your job, all the things. Interpretation of failure, how you view failure, this is going to impact how you live. If you're avoiding failure, you're sure as fuck not trying to succeed. It's a learning experience. It's something that comes with the territory. I never think I could fail at anything. I can't. Even if this podcast bombs and it doesn't go, you know, it doesn't hit the top of the charts as like America's top 20 podcasts, you know, even if it never does that, bitch, I'm not failing. I'm having a great fucking time. I'm having a great time. And this is resonating with people. That's a big deal to me. So I win. Like, I win. Even if I stop tomorrow, I won because I did something. Maybe I changed something different. But that's it. You have to stop being afraid of failing. Change your mindset, change your thoughts on what failing is. You embrace failure and change it to being something like it's just a lesson or a blessing. Your success will increase because you're actually going to take chances. Qualities are important when you want to change something like skills, because you have the power to change yourself. So if you want to become more confident, develop your communication, you'll change your world. You can learn to be bold. You can learn to be determined. Just like you can learn to write a book or program a computer or create an app. Like your quality skills, attributes, they give you more capability to change your life. So I want to make soap. I'm going to do a lot of research and maybe I have to practice a lot before I can actually get it to work. That's fine. I've never done it before, right? So I'm willing to try something new. I don't call it a failure. I'm like excited for a new experience. That's all it is. Whether it goes somewhere or doesn't. Maybe I do it, it comes out like shit, and I'm like, this wasn't fun. I didn't fail, bitch. I tried something new and it wasn't the thing. That's okay. Like, that's it. My attitude is great. And attitude is going to be the last thing I'm going to talk about if you're trying to change things in your life. Because fuck all this, all this outside shit, it drives me crazy. Drives me crazy. Your attitude affects your view of the world. It affects your behavior. An optimist, Brandon Lynette, creates a different life than a pessimist. Are you happy or angry? Are you hopeful or fearful? It's easy to see people with the positive attitude because nothing phases them. They can look through any situation and they will find the light. I turn everything around to the point that I'm sure it annoys people. And I'm okay with that too. So, listen, bitch, I just gave you some cool tips on changing yourself on the inside. Speaking of attitude, I am like feeling calm now because I did get a podcast up and recorded for you, even though I wanted to break my fucking computer. I see the bright side of it. I know I can feel it in my soul. I wasn't meant to have that conversation. I think I might have pushed someone to a place that they weren't ready for. So the universe laid its protection on you, and that's okay. And the conversation will have to come up. It was just heavy. It was deep. It was heavy. And I was preaching like a psycho. But we will talk relationships. Maybe next week in its entirety, we can just talk about relationships. That's a huge, long ass topic. We can all have some areas where we can improve our relationships, including yours truly. Yes. Yes, of course. Brandon Lynette has things to work on. But that's part of the fun of being in a relationship, right? Is that you grow. You grow through shit. Life is changing. Bitch, let me tell you about last night. Okay. Before we end this, I'm just gonna fill you in. So the night before last, my 4-year-old fell asleep with her sister in her sister's bed. I'm like, okay. It was one night. I handled it. At 6:30 in the morning, I got out of bed and brought her into bed with me to cuddle again because, she was there for the night. So she had that. Well, last night she said, "Mom, I'm sleeping with Zayden." I was like, "Really? Again?" "Yep, I'm going to sleep with her forever. It's fine." Very adamant, very determined. And I told my husband this was like the breastfeeding. Like I knew it was coming to an end, my last child breastfeeding. Well, I like crawled into bed and like tears are coming out of my eyes because let me tell you, bitch, I've been co-sleeping with kids for 20 years. 20 years of my life, there's always been a baby in my bed, usually several. And it is a thing for me. 20 years of co-sleeping. And this little girl is like, "I'm done, mom." So, tears are falling down and I'm just like, how? This is hurting me more than like my girl's going to college. Like, I just felt gutted, like gutted. And then I hear this little voice, "Mommy." And I was like, "Yes, baby." He's like, "Just kidding. I'm going to sleep with you." And I snatched her up so fast, you guys. Like, I snatched her ass up so fast. I didn't let go of her the whole night. I did not let go of her. Like, I need to start preparing. That was like my message from the universe of like, ooh, it's emotional. Holy shit. I have to start preparing for another shift in my life. And it's crazy. It's so crazy. So I'm going to love and nurture my inner child and my inner mommy obsessed version of Brandon Lynette and have to process that pretty soon. I'm not going to have a baby in my bed. It's so crazy. Yeah, it's going to be different. It's not going to be bad. Trust me. Like, my husband is like, "Hell yeah, get them out. get them out of our bed. You know, and it'll change our dynamic. Like, there's no, like, you know, we don't have to sneak around for adult time. There's no fuckery. God, we would have a bed to ourselves all night. We probably wouldn't, like, we won't sleep. I don't know. It's going to be a big change. It's going to be a big change. Not all bad, but just different. There's a lot of comfort and security and just all the things for me with having them there. So, big changes on the horizon. I'm acknowledging it. I'm sitting with it. I'm letting myself cry through it, which means when I end this, you guys know I just went and like, I'm going to cry about this because the emotion came to the surface. I'm just going to sit with it. And it's fine. What a gift, though. What a gift that I had 20 years of this, you know, of having babies safe and close to me. And just like, wow. Cheers for me. Pat on the back, bitch. But I love you. I love you guys. Happy Tuesday. Have a great week. Make sure you pop up in my Facebook group and let me know what the fuck we're talking about tomorrow. And thank you for all your forgiveness because this wasn't about relationships. I love you. Bye.